Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. Hi, and welcome to another episode of The Dad's Path. Do you ever think back to the fantastic times you had before kids? Whether it was spontaneous road trips, going out to eat, watching sports, playing video games, or just generally being in control of your time, that sure was fun. Now the fun is different. And honestly, it's normal to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and just generally down sometimes. So what do you do when you feel that way? You know, you need to recenter yourself. Though that's easier said than done. It doesn't work to just walk around in a rut all day because it's not just you you're affecting, it's your family. Ultimately, when you're on your deathbed looking back, you know, you kind of look, what are you going to leave this world? You know, your bank account, that's not going to go with you. It's your actions. Your life has made an imprint on this world, whatever that is thus far. And the most significant imprint will likely be from your children. So there's a great quote, whoever saves one life saves an entire world. That's from Sonhendrit. And that means a lot, I think, when you focus on raising your kid. And it's easy to read that, right? But it's not as easy to live that way daily. So here are a few ideas that might help when you're feeling like you're in a little bit of a rut. First, try physically centering yourself. You understand where you're at. Get your health under control, right? Make sure you're eating decently, sleeping, generally treating your body well. Another one is to be grateful. There's a great quote by Tony Robbins. You can't be angry and grateful simultaneously. You can't be fearful and grateful simultaneously. So gratitude is the solution to both anger and fear. And instead of just acting grateful, I think of specific situations that I'm grateful for, little ones and big ones. That's Tony Robbins again. So what I do is make a list of 10 things you're grateful for in life, big things, little things. If you have a healthy child, by the way, that's something to add to the list. There, unfortunately, millions of parents who that's their number one wish. So be grateful. Then put that list aside once you made that list. And it can be on your phone. It can be literally on a sheet of paper, but use it as a source of inspiration when you need it. Another idea that's helped is plan a super fun event for the future. Think of an event that would get you really, really excited, really jazzed. Maybe it's a guy's trip with friends or a couple's trip. Maybe it's a night out bowling. Whatever it is, you know, work with your partner on planning something that would make you excited. And request that your partner also have the same opportunity to design something for themselves. Inspirational reading can just get you in a better mindset. There's a lot you can find on the web, obviously, but on our site, go to dadspath.com/inspiration. And I think we've got a pretty good collection. You could see a therapist, talk to someone. That used to be a four-letter word, you know, going to therapy. Now, more people go than you can imagine. And it's really helpful having someone who doesn't have a vested interest in your outcome give their opinion. You know, you can ask your partner for advice, your, you know, family members, and they all have their own opinions because they know you. And that's really helpful, but it's also good to get someone who doesn't know you, who can look at a situation objectively. So that can also be really helpful. And that, you know, once you start going to therapy, it doesn't mean you need to go your whole life. Some people go once or twice. Some people go, you know, for a couple of weeks to get through a little period or a couple of months. Some people do go regularly and they love it. So that's worth trying and challenge your beliefs. That's the last thing I'll say is we all make mistakes as dads. There are things we can do better, certainly, but we're focused on improvement. And that's the key thing. That's why you're listening to this and trying to learn, right? So don't be too hard on yourselves. Just by being here, we're ahead of the game. Life is not easy. Being a dad is not easy. Being an inspiring dad certainly isn't easy either. But that doesn't mean you can't do it. I love this quote by Jim Rohn. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. Your kids will continue to bring challenges in life, bigger challenges. It's our job to help our kids through those in a positive way, though, for them and for us. We've got this. Dad on.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.